You can swear off French fries and live at the gym, but it won't get rid of certain stubborn pockets of fat. Those need to get iced with Cool Sculpting. It's the newest non-surgical solution at the Plastic Surgery Clinic. Cool Sculpting freezes fat cells in problem areas so your body can just flush them away forever. Find out more at theplasticsurgeryclinic.ca and book your free consultation. Cool Sculpting at theplasticsurgeryclinic.ca. It stops fat cells cold.
You're listening to a radio show that will test the limits of a whole bunch of things we can't really say on the air. This is Joey Vendetta on Sportsnet 590 The Fan.
Yeah, welcome back. 11:02. Joey Vendetta in for Jeff Blair. Still to come, Baseball Central at noon. Yeah. With Blair and Barker. Two fine, upstanding young citizens. Well, not young. Well, at least Blair's not young. He's young at heart, though. There's something to be said for that. Matt Boyd on the mound for the Blue Jays. Wade Miley for the Red Sox. Jays trying to split the series. Then it's Brady and Walker, 1 o'clock. Did you see the Tim and Sid show debuted? It was great. It was kind of like the radio on television. Two handsome gentlemen, fine wardrobes, off the cuff, snappy, making it happen. You can watch them every night at 5 o'clock. Well, during the week. I mean, on the weekends, they got to actually be with their families. Not that their families want them to be with them, but I think it's kind of an obligation. Blue Jays win on Canada Day 11-2. Justin Smoke smacking two. One from both sides. Switch hitter. We're going to go to Blake in Toronto. The phone lines are open, by the way. 416-870-0590. 1-888-666-0590. Star 590 on your Rogers cell phone. You can kind of chime in on a couple of things. The Toronto Maple Leafs and the Phil Kessel deal. Maybe if you would think that the Leafs might want to sign Mike Richards once he gets through what he has to get through here with the LA Kings. There's going to be a grievance. We know that. He hasn't been charged with anything. Multiple reports that he was stopped at the border for 4 hours by customs and questioned about oxycodone. No word on whether he had a prescription or not. He may have. He may not have. But the NHLPA is involved. They've talked to Mike Richards. They're finding out what's going on, and they're going to defend him. That's their job. Not only is it their job to defend Mike Richards, it's their job to defend all their players. And this will set a dangerous precedent if it somehow goes in the LA Kings' favor. I don't see that happening. But it's going to be a fight. I mean, Richards is owed a lot of money. And I don't know how long it's going to take, but if you're the Toronto Maple Leafs, would you sign him? There's some folks on Twitter, at Radio Vendetta. Campo, 87, again chiming in. I would sign Mike Richards. He would bring leadership they need. Let the rebuild begin. Jason Skitz. Pitt only wins the deal if they win a cup. If not, they gave up picks and prospects for nothing. Yeah, Kapanen's really the guy. Right, Scott Harrington wasn't even one of the top defensive prospects. Pittsburgh's kind of given up on him. Nick Spaulding's an afterthought. He's a guy who's going to wear a jersey. He'll be in the bottom six, if he's lucky. Christopher Souza, you think so negative. Beleski would be a great fit. He suits Boston perfect. He can handle the puck and take the body. Yeah, okay, buddy. He had one good year, and he got paid. Get real. One good year. Yeah, you know what? He's going to be in Boston, and there's going to be better players for him. He played a lot of the season. Okay, Maroon played some with Perry and Getzlaff. Beleski played more with Perry and Getzlaff than Maroon. So a guy's taking advantage, and I don't begrudge him taking advantage of his situation. Don Sweeney, other than trading Mark Savard's contract, has done a terrible job in Boston. Terrible. Then he signs a guy that's had one good season. He got Jimmy Hayes from Florida. Hayes is a big boy, and he's from Boston, so maybe he does something. But he traded Riley Smith and Mark Savard. So now let's look at the Phil Kessel trade historically. Tyler Seguin's gone. Gone. Dougie Hamilton's gone. So Phil Kessel, the guys that he was really traded for, the draft picks that turned into those guys, and I think the other, was it Jared Knight? Who was the other guy that was traded in that deal that really hasn't amounted to much? Can't remember the guy's name. Was it Knight? Is that who it turned into? Look, it was a multiplayer deal. It was a bunch of draft picks, as I recall. And the Bruins, they traded him to the Leafs for what turned out to be Seguin and Jared. It was Jared Knight. That's right. We're going to go to the phones. What do you think of the Phil Kessel deal? What are your thoughts? Are you going to miss Phil? Blake in Toronto. How are you today, Blake? Blake, are you
Hello?
With us? Hey, Blake, how are you?
I'm all right. How about yourself?
I'm quite well. What do you think of the Phil Kessel trade?
Well, let me first point out that I would have never gotten him in the first place. I think Brian Burke jumped the gun a little bit, considerably knowing that in that draft class, he was supposed to go number one overall, and because of his attitude, he dropped to five, right? So there's my first point. Giving up Seguin and Hamilton for him is just ludicrous. Don't get me wrong, we didn't know, but it's still ludicrous. But what I wanted to point out about the trade is you look 2 years ago in the Rick Nash trade. Rick Nash was traded with a prospect that still hasn't come up to be anything, but New York traded Dubinsky, a Nisimov, and a first-round pick with Tim Erickson. Now, if I look at that, that's a way better deal than what the Leafs got. So my question is why didn't we get Pouliot or Manta?
Because they wouldn't give him up, and the Leafs wanted to get rid of Kessel. Pretty simple. I mean,
it's
that simple. It's that simple.
They don't
want Phil Kessel here. We have a clip of Brendan Shanahan. Okay, here's a clip of Brendan Shanahan talking about Phil Kessel. And thanks for your call. Okay, here's Brendan Shanahan talking about the Pittsburgh Penguins being interested in Phil Kessel for obvious reasons.
Phil is certainly a very talented player, and but we knew that changes had to come. I thank him for his 6 years here, very productive years for him, and that's why a guy like Jim Rutherford, with a team that is poised to take a run at the Stanley Cup, had such interest in him.
Very productive years for him.
Very productive years for him.
For him, not for the Toronto Maple Leafs. Was that a veiled shot at Phil Kessel? Or was it the truth? Well, they did almost beat Boston. Furthest they'd gotten in a long time. Phil Kessel was a big part of it. Played great in that series, didn't he? How's your memory on that?
Phil Kessel, he never scores any clutch goals.
You're wrong. No, Phil Kessel scored clutch goals, but it just didn't end well. We remember the end. That's what we remember, period. What do you remember about Matt Sundin? That he left to go play in Vancouver, and he didn't allow the Leafs to trade him for assets at the deadline. Now, years later, you remember him as a guy that got inducted into the Hall of Fame. His number hangs at the ACC. It's all warm and fuzzy. You weren't that nice to Matt Sundin at the end in Toronto, were you? Yeah. Let's call it what it is. Let's be honest here. Let's be honest. John, in Cambridge, what are your thoughts?
Well, don't want to talk about the Kessel trade, but I would wonder who's going to put the puck in the net now. But the reason I called was just to get your thoughts on trying to sign either one of Joel Ward or Justin Williams. And also, a bit of toughness and a guy who can put the puck in the net, Chris Stewart.
Well, listen, Chris Stewart's a Toronto guy and hasn't signed anywhere. Joel Ward hasn't signed yet, and Justin Williams just signed with the Washington Capitals. So I like the signing for Washington. I think that he's going to fit in well there. again, Mr. Game 7, a guy that has won the MVP in the Stanley Cup playoffs, was a great LA King. You know, he's won three Stanley Cups. He's a winner. So Justin Williams is off the board, and he signed in Washington. Daniel, in Toronto, you want to talk Toronto Raptors and the signing of Damari Carroll.
Yeah, so you know what, Joey, first of all, love your show. I think it's a great signing for the Raps. I think that they got exposed in the playoffs because of their lack of perimeter defense, which we all know. I think that they have other issues to address, including, you know, rebounding and making plays off of rebounding, taking advantage of second opportunities. But I just wanted to chime in on Wesley Matthews' free agency. You know, people are saying today and yesterday that by, you know, going after him, it's like they're kind of ushering DeMar DeRozan out the door because of the influx of too many guys at that type of position, which is two or three. But, you know, I think differently. I think Wesley Matthews, if they sign him, will be great, again, to shore up that perimeter defense. So they have two guys on the perimeter playing great defense, or known for their great defense, which takes pressure off to guys like DeRozan and Lowry to have to worry about playing both ends of the floor, even though they have to do it. Don't get me wrong, I'm a defensive guy. But it does take pressure off of them where they don't really have to worry. They can just help out on defense and rotate better.
Yeah, look, the Raptors are making a play for Wesley Matthews, and they're trying to convince Wesley to apparently accept a deal. He wants $15 million a year. The Raptors have like $9 million left. I don't put anything past Masai Ujiri. So the Damari Carroll signing, look, he, again, a guy that came into his own last year, has a history with Masai. It was only a four-game history in Denver, but Masai basically gave him his break. He's going to be featured prominently in Toronto. He's going to be a starter. He's going to get all the minutes, and he's going to help the wing defense. That's what they need. He's good on the threes, and he's good defending, and it's going to help a team that was porous defensively last year. They got rid of Gravis Vasquez. He couldn't play D. Lou Williams doesn't play D. Look, the bench, the Toronto bench is non-existent now. I won't say no. I mean, look, I'm exaggerating, okay? But does Damari Carroll make Jonas better? Yeah, because Jonas' footwork is getting better, but it's not there yet. So Amir's gone. He signs in Boston. Lou Williams might be gone. Landry Fields, it's over. I mean, it is what it is. Terrence Ross, sayonara. Not a lot of money left. They got to sign some players. We go to Twitter. George Yanu, stick to rock. You have no idea about hockey. Kessel will not help anybody, no matter who his center is. And his avatar on his Twitter account is a Boston Bruins logo. I guess you're not a Phil Kessel fan. Yeah, he's not going to help anybody. No. Not going to help anybody, Georgie boy. He has two followers. I love that. I love people who tweet me like that. Matt in Etobicoke. Matt, how are you this morning?
Very good. How are you?
I'm well. I'm just enjoying the witty repartee of the folks on Twitter and folks like yourself calling in. Your thoughts on the Toronto Maple Leafs deal, Phil Kessel to Pittsburgh. Did they get enough? Should they have taken salary back? They took $1.2 million a year for the entire term. Was that too much? What are your thoughts?
I think given the landscape, it was as good as we could have gotten. You know, I know people want Puglia, I know people want Mata, but that's not realistic. We had absolute, like, the concept of leverage, I think, gets lost on a lot of people's minds. They look at it like there was 29 other teams that wanted Kessel, which absolutely is not the case. The Penguins were really the only serious team talking. I mean, I know the Flames were talking, but I don't think that was ever really as serious as the Penguins. Like, a previous caller brought up the Rick Nash trade. Well, the Rick Nash trade, there was a lot of suitors for Rick Nash. You know, I believe Housen was the GM at the time. And I remember he was really, like, going for the King's ransom. And he could just sit back and wait to trade him. He wasn't in the type of rush that we were to get rid of Kessel. So I don't think that comparison is really fair at all, because the leverage there is completely different. We had one team trying to get him, trying to get a guy who had a bad season last year and who has a big contract. That, I mean, there's no leverage there. I think we were lucky to get what we got personally. Like, I'm happy with what we got. I acknowledge it's not a lot. Phil Kessel as a player deserves a higher return. But given the landscape, that's just not realistic. And, you know, people got to get their heads out of the sand on that one.
Well, no question. Look, it's really about what were the teams that were in play realistically. Like, there was a list of 8 teams that Phil Kessel would accept a trade to. Montreal, not going to happen because they'd have to face him 6 times a year. And on top of that, he wouldn't fit in the Habs salary structure. Philly, yeah, Hexie was going to try and make a move, but it wasn't for Phil Kessel. I mean, he did great to dump the Chris Pronger contract. Pittsburgh was on the list. The Rangers, they got their own problems. Boston, well, we didn't know what they were going to do at the draft. And getting rid of Lucic, you know, they definitely could have got him back. But really, was he going to go back to Boston? Chicago was on the list. No chance. L.A., long shot. And Minnesota, in my mind, was probably the best bet. That was the team that actually could have done it. They could have made some moves. And cap-wise, they had a shot at doing it. So for him to end up in Pittsburgh, the Leafs had to want to trade him badly. Badly. Chad the Dad on Twitter. The ironic part, if the rebuild goes according to plan, they'll probably be trading for a Phil Kessel in 4 to 5 years. Yeah, ideally, you don't wait 4 to 5 years, and ideally, you get that guy from within. Look at the teams that have won the Stanley Cup in recent memory. Think about it. Chicago Blackhawks. Oh, who do they have on their roster? Well, they have a lot of guys that have come from within, right? They drafted Kane, Taves, Seabrook, Keith. Build from within. LA Kings, who are their core players? The Hawks also drafted Crawford. Apparently, believe it or not, there's rumblings that they might be trying to move Corey Crawford. Makes over $6 million a year. Again, they are cap crunch central. Corey Crawford played great in the Stanley Cup final. But remember, Darling replaced him, and I think it was in the first round. Metal John, how long do you think Kessel stays in Pitt? I bet he does the same thing Hossa did, which is what? I mean, go back and forth? How about Hossa when he went to Detroit, lost, went to Pittsburgh, lost? Did he lose 3 Stanley Cups in a row? Or did he win that third year? I mean, it was pretty funny. Look, lineup-wise, the Maple Leafs now there's a lot of guys filling in jerseys now. If you look at the talent, picking up, you know, Harrington is a project at this point. Now, he's a young project, but he's a project. Remember, he played in London in his 4th OHL season and was in Wilkes-Barre or Wilkes-Barre, depending on where you're from, Penguins farm team. The Wilkes-Barre Scranton Penguins. That's got to be a fun Saturday night. And he was the assistant captain for Canada in his 2nd World Junior appearance. But again, a guy that had kind of fallen out of favor. And as we've said, not the top defensive prospect. Like, not in the least. So he's a bit of a project, but again, the Leafs are in asset acquiring mode. That's what they're in right now. So having picked up as many guys as they have, just body-wise, they're doing well in that department, but this is going to take years. And the advantage they have is that Mike Babcock is very good with young players. And I can't remember who the player was, but if you watched NHL 24/7, when it was the Leafs and the Wings, you'll remember, and they showed Randy Carlyle, right? And everybody made fun of Randy Carlyle, couldn't work the toaster. Remember that? Fun with the Toaster. It should have been a reality show. Fun with the Toaster with Randy Carlyle. So when they showed Mike Babcock, and I can't remember the player. It might have been Shane or another young guy. And Babcock was talking to the guy and saying, this is the greatest night of your life. This is supposed to be fun. Get out there and enjoy yourself and have fun. That's what he was saying to a guy playing in his first NHL game. Randy Carlyle was trying to work a toaster, and Mike Babcock was telling someone this is the best night of your life and go out there and have fun. Do you think that might have an effect on the way a player plays? Look, when you're a young kid and you're making your debut in the NHL, you're nervous. You may be scared, believe it or not. This is your livelihood. You put all your eggs in that basket, and the basket might break, and the eggs might be all over you. So having a guy like Mike Babcock, who inspires confidence, who trusts you, who gives you direction, who develops you. The Toronto Maple Leafs' track record in player development prior to this regime is horrendous. It's not bad. It's horrendous. Who on the Toronto Maple Leafs was developed by the Toronto Maple Leafs? Nazem Kadri? Nazem Kadri is a very good hockey player. Had he been developed by this regime, so say Babcock and Shanahan were here 4 years ago, do you think we would have went through the soap opera? Remember the Kadri soap opera? Up, down, up, down. The Jake Gardner soap opera? Up, down, up, down. No, that wouldn't have happened. It would not have happened. Luckily, Morgan Rielly has been able to keep his head down, and he's such a good player that he's kind of been impervious to the circus that Toronto has been in the last few years. And now, he's a leader on this team. He is. He just is. And he's going to be a leader going forward. Alex, in Toronto, I believe we have Alex on the line. Alex, are you there? Or is it JD?
JD.
JD, how are you, buddy?
Good, man. You?
I'm quite fantastic.
Are we on to the Raptors?
Whatever you want, pal. We're wide open here. We can answer any question. You want me to help you fix something in your house? Just ask.
Well, actually, I'm a contractor, so I can help fix something in your house.
Really? So you can you do, what do? You do renovations? What do you got going on?
No, we do custom homes, and we do whole home care. We fix installed light bulbs to put up cabinetry to blow out the wall to build you a brand new house, everything in between.
What do you think of the whole connected home thing with the whole internet controlling your house? I'm completely paranoid about it, just like drones, right? Like the whole drone thing, it's over, man. And there's no privacy left. You're done.
But do you really have anything to hide? Because if you do, then you got bigger
problems. No, I got all kinds of stuff to hide. I mean, what are you kidding me? Come on. I don't have skeletons in my closet. The bodies are still in there. Like, give me a break.
So basically what you need is you need to blow out the closet to make it larger for all the skeletons that you have.
No, you know what I need? I need one of those basements like they have in Kansas for tornadoes. You know, the ones with the trap door?
Oh, yeah. We can cement the walls, make sure it's, like, tornado-proof.
Yeah, that's what I like. So you want to talk Raptors and the Damari Carroll signing.
I love Damari Carroll. I don't think that he's a godsend. I don't think he's going to save our team. We don't need to be saved. We need pieces of the puzzle. We need a guy that's going to be a cog in the wheel that's going to allow us to develop to get past the first round and the second round. You know, the guy's great. Comes out of Missouri. He's played well. He was awesome for Atlanta. I don't care that he wasn't an all-star per se, but I think that he's an important part of this team. I don't think that us going the way of Golden State is necessarily, you know, if we want to take part of what their system's about, great, but I think we need a big. I think we need, you know, someone to back up point guard as well. But Damari Carroll's where it's at. You know, I think he's a great call, and, you know, we'll see who else we get. But I think it's a good listen. And the money you give him, there's tons of money. There's going to be more. It's not going to seem so big down the road, but I think it's great. You know, if I was management, I'd be pretty happy with the pick that they've got with picking him up. I think he was great. So,
JD, thanks for the call. Good continued success with the custom home building and renovations, and I'll definitely give you a call if I ever get out of my parents' basement. So the sticker shock here is an issue, right? 4 years for $60 million, but contracts for non-stars in the National Basketball Association have haven't risen this high before. So you might think that $60 million is a lot of money, but the salary cap in the NBA is skyrocketing, and next year it's going to go up even more. Why? TV money. TV cash. It is that simple. The National Basketball Association television deal is astronomical. It tripled, right? And again, it just goes to show you that you look at the Rodgers deal with the NHL, 5.8, 5.9 million, whatever it was. If the NHL had waited a year or two, right? If they had waited 2 years, the NBA signed a $24 billion TV deal. That's a B. Now, it's a 9-year deal, right? What was the NHL's deal? They signed a 12-year deal. How much money did they get? Nowhere near what the NBA got. Now, at the time, it was a record-setting deal. And it was a 10-year deal, but then because of the lockout, it went to, they added a year, whatever. They got a bonus year, right? But it was nowhere near the money that the NBA got. Think about that number. $24 billion. ESPN, ABC, Turner. So that money is now filtering down. They were getting $930 million a year. That expires in 2016, and then the salary cap is going to explode. The NHL deal was a 10-year deal, takes it through the 2021 season, and is $200 million annually. That's lunch money for the NBA. Lunch money. Not even a very good lunch. It's kind of like a Ziploc, but it's a nice sandwich that you made the night before. It's not leftovers. It's a good sandwich, fresh bread, the whole thing. So if you're the Raptors and you have to pay $60 million for Damari Carroll, you're okay with it because you weren't getting Kawhi Leonard as much as I would have loved Kawhi Leonard on the Raptors. Oh, are you kidding me? He wasn't leaving San Antonio. Tim Duncan's not leaving San Antonio. You know, Danny Green is kind of the comparable. Danny Green's kind of the comparable with Damari. And again, you have to pay a little more because you're Toronto. It's not a desirable place. It's cool. They like coming here. They like going to the club. They like seeing the ladies. They like getting the bottle service. But I don't know if they want to be here in February. DeAndre Jordan's not coming here. They don't have the money, right? Wesley Matthews probably not coming here. They got $9 million. They're going to have to make some deals. It's that simple. We're going to take a break. We'll take some more of your calls. It's 11:30. It's Joey Vendetta. Coming up at noon, it's Baseball Central. Blue Jays tonight. Matt Boyd on the mound. He was called upon to fill Aaron Sanchez's spot last week. ERA over 5, 3 solo homers in his debut he gave up, but it was a pretty good first effort. No run support. Zip. Wade Miley gets the ball for the Sox. We'll come back. Wrap up the show. On Sportsnet 590, The Fan.
Now Jeff Blair can tell you bedtime stories. Subscribe to podcasts of The Jeff Blair Show at iTunes or with your favorite podcatcher and listen anytime you want. Sweet dreams. Sportsnet 590, The Fan on demand.
Hello, it's John Tavares, and you're listening to Joey Vendetta on Sportsnet 590, The Fan.
22 minutes in front of noon. It is Joey Vendetta wrapping up the program. Don't forget, 1 o'clock, Brady and Walker and their unique brand of sports comedy. Well, mostly sports. It's some comedy. Tim and Sid show, 5 o'clock on Sportsnet. Speaking of comedy, and that's just their wardrobe. Jays tonight at the Rogers Center. Big win yesterday, 11-2. Although the Yankees won, Orioles won as well. AL East, man, it was dog food at the beginning of the year, and it's not now. It is caviar. I'm not saying it's the best division in baseball, It's the tightest. It's kind of like your old man when you ask for cash when you were a kid. Tight. Erik Karlsson won the Norris Trophy. Erik Sven Gunnar Karlsson. That's his name. He's going to join us in a moment. How good would he look in a Leaf uniform? No shot. He's only 25 years old. Now, there's a guy who's been minus and scored a lot of points, and everyone rips Phil Kessel. Well, I take Erik Karlsson on my team. He was minus 30 in 2010. Career, minus 19. Do you not want him on your team? We're going to take Alex in Toronto. Alex, how are you today?
I'm good, boss. How are you?
I'm good. What's going on, pal?
Not much. I just wanted to talk about the Kessel deal.
Yes, sir.
I don't know. I thought we could have held off a little bit and maybe gotten a little, a few more teams more desperate to get in on the action. I think we were too forward with how desperate we were to get rid of him, and GMs kind of took advantage of that. I mean, the guy's a top five scorer in the league the last 5 years with Bozak on his line. I think that alone, sending him to Pittsburgh with the Crosby and Malkin, that should have, that in itself, the fact he's going to be teaming up with those guys maybe should have gotten us a little bit more. I don't like the deal. I think $8 million for Phil, maybe not in the long term, but for right now is a decent price tag, even in a salary cap league. I mean, with Bozak as his center, this guy's been a top five scorer. And on top of it, apparently he puts no effort in and he's still doing that. So I can only imagine what he's going to do on Pittsburgh. I love the Damari Carroll signing. And I was going to say, I think we should go after maybe Tobias Harris. He's another like small big man. He could play the 3-4 spot. And that would maybe make us a little small. But, I mean, Tobias Harris is an upcoming superstar. And while healthy, he's averaged around 17-7 in this league. I think we could have a spot for him on our team. Thanks for your time, man.
Yeah, Tobias Harris is a guy that I think is in play right now. Again, a bunch of big free agents have signed. Kevin Love signed for big bucks in Cleveland. That wasn't a big surprise. I think Toronto, the Wesley Matthews even, look, forget LaMarcus Aldridge at this point. You know what you got to move to get LaMarcus Aldridge? And Wesley Matthews is going to have to take less money to come to Toronto. So, you know, the Celtics are apparently out of the Tobias Harris sweepstakes, if that is indeed what it is, a sweepstakes. But the Lakers are a team that may have to get Harris and overpay because the Lakers have lost out on everybody. Nobody wants to play in Los Angeles, believe it or not. Although Paul Pierce does, but he's playing for the LA Clippers. Signed a 3-year deal, took less money than he could have received to go back to D.C., but he's going to play with Doc Rivers, his man. He won a title with Doc Rivers. So the Clippers are looking. Listen, they collapsed last year, man. They were up 3-1. They collapsed. They got to do something. Well, they went out and got. That's why they brought me here. The dagger, Paul Pierce. The Celtics weren't in on Kevin Love or LaMarcus, and they focused on Tobias, but that's not happening. They signed Amir. So Tobias is definitely still on the radar. It's just a matter of money at this point, right? $15 million a year for 4 years. They're going to have to make moves because I think that's the money it's going to take. So we're going to get Erik Karlsson on in just a second here. Anthony in Toronto.
Hi, Joey.
Are you there? Hey, man, how are you?
Yeah. Good, Joey. I think in the short term, Pittsburgh wins this because they clearly get the best player. So, and, you know, he's on a better team with better players. So they win it. I think this would be a project for Mike Babcock, what he can do with the players that he has. And the draft pick they have is a bit of an intangible because who knows what it'll be and where it'll be in the draft. Next year's draft is a very good draft as well. It's very, very strong. So maybe they can parlay that pick and a couple of players and get a better pick. But this one really looks interesting on Burke, who made these deals, and now they're basically retooling and removing what he got. Biggs, Kessel, you name it. So it's interesting to see how it's become a challenge for the management, and it'll be challenging for Babcock to work with these guys. But they're young players. Let's see what they can do. I just hope that they've got enough for Kessel. You have to wonder sometimes because Kessel – is the best player out of all of them right now. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah, well, listen, the Pittsburgh Penguins right now won the trade, okay? They won the trade on a couple of levels. They won the trade on they got Phil Kessel, who's the best player, and you can rag on Kessel all you want because he doesn't try, because he's out of shape. It doesn't matter. When you have that much talent, that's just you being sour. That's who he is, okay? He didn't come here to be a back checker. That's not why they got him. They knew why they got him. They got him to score goals, and he delivered. He delivered exactly what they said. Forget the second half of last season. That was a write-off. And the Leafs wrote it off on purpose. Why did they write it off on purpose? Because they don't believe in the core of this team. And now they're rebuilding. And they're tearing it down. We're in the midst of the tear. The teardown's not even done yet. Like, folks, if you've renovated your house, remember when the contractor said, hey, it's going to cost this much. And then 3 months in, it's not done. And he says, it's going to cost more. It's the same thing. This is a work in progress. They have a plan. Why did they get Kasperi Kapanen? Because they're into skill, right? Like, you got to forecast where the league is going to be. And in the meantime, you got to tread water as best you can. So you take Mark Arcabello and sign him to a one-year deal. You take Dan Winnick and give him basically double what he made last year, close to it, and sign him to a one-year deal. You take P.A. Parento and you sign him to a one-year deal. And you hope that he can score 20 goals or get close. And at the trade deadline, you move him for more assets, whether that be draft picks or whether that be prospects. It's that simple. They're going to trade Dion Phaneuf. Now that they've traded Kessel, they're trading Phaneuf. It's just a matter of who can take him. Where's he going to go? He's not going to Anaheim anymore. They signed Kevin Bieksa. That's over. That's done. Probably not going to Colorado. They just signed Beauchemin for 3 years. Beauchemin only plays well in Anaheim, by the way. So I don't know what Colorado's doing. But Kapanen is known for his puck handling, and he creates chances off the rush or in quick transition into the offensive zone. Sound familiar? He's also a right-handed shot. Sound familiar? Harrington had fallen out of favor in Pittsburgh or in Wilkes-Barre or in Wilkes-Barre. Jeff in Bolton.
Yes, sir.
How are you, pal?
Fantastic, buddy. I think this is the biggest mistake the Leafs have made in years and years. I think the team should have been built around Kessel. Everyone says, oh, he's lazy. He doesn't back check. He, guy's got 135 kilometer an hour snapshot. They are not going to replace that. They are not going to replace the goals he scored. They're not going to replace the camaraderie he had with Bozak and Van Riemsdyk. Everyone that wants to throw Kessel under the bus, well, we went on last year. You need to read some books and learn about the game. That's not what he was here for. They brought in a coach that wanted to make him a two-way player. Never been a two-way player in his whole career. We just gave away the only thing this team had worth building on other than Morgan Riley. Like, they should have traded Phaneuf. Lupul should be gone. Van Riemsdyk. There's so many players that should have been gone before Kessel. I can't even believe it. I'm not buying tickets this year. I'm done with this organization. I love they brought Babcock in. But this move they've made, they're just going to gut the team. We're not going to see them have a winning season for 5 years now. I don't have any more patience for it. It's just bad management decision after bad management decision. They bring Burke in. Oh, Burke's going to rebuild. They let him go halfway through it. Then they turf him out the door. Now they're going to take everything he did. They're going to rip that all apart. They're going to let someone else start over now. Shanahan going to start over. They're going to rebuild again. It's going to be 5 more years. Then the Leafs are going to have a losing season. Then the ownership's going to do the same thing. They're going to turf the manager again and try and undo everything he did. At some point, the Leafs' patience, the fans, and the management need to let these guys complete a rebuilding process and follow it through. You can't keep cutting their legs off. And we'll see them win 35 games this year. I'd say that's about it.
Well, if you're lucky. Yeah, you know what? We were going to have Erik Karlsson on. Let's get him on tomorrow. And we'll because otherwise we're only going to have a few minutes with him here. So let's get Erik Karlsson on tomorrow as I wrap up the week. But look, let's talk about the future. So this season for the Leafs, it's a write-off. Let's just start there, okay? Mike Babcock, there's going to be pain. They're assembling prospects. Again, Harrington's a guy that Mark Hunter knows. And you got to think player development plays a huge role in it. That's the key here. Player development. Develop your players. Biggs is gone, right? Do you even know who he is? Really? Unless you're a real Leaf fan, you follow the Marlies. He's a bust. You would think, unless Pittsburgh can develop him. Okay. Kapanen is the guy in the trade. That's it. Kapanen, okay? And they got draft picks, first and a third. Again, more, it's asset assembly, acquiring. That's what this is all about. Because if you look at the Leaf lineup this year, it doesn't inspire a lot of confidence, does it? Arcobello is your third line center. Trevor Smith's like, I'm out. I'm going to Switzerland. He signed in Bern. You ever been to Switzerland? You want to talk about good quality of life? You ever been to Lugano? It's beautiful. There's like rivers of chocolate. People are like doing the backstroke in a river of chocolate in Switzerland as it rains down money from all the bank accounts for all the money that's being hidden. It's a great country. Good for Trevor Smith. I would have left too. But Phil Kessel is clearly the best player in this trade. So Pittsburgh won the trade today. They won the trade because they got Phil Kessel. They won the trade because the Leafs are paying part of his salary for the entire contract. All of it. That's the part that rubs me the wrong way, even though it's not a ton of money. It's about 15% of the contract. $1.2 million. The Leafs will be paying. It's on the books. So the bottom line on all this is, do the Leafs take a run at Stamkos? He's a UFA after next year. Ooh, the intrigue. Because this year, it's a wasteland. Period. End of story. Baseball Central is up next. Then it's Brady and Walker. And it's primetime with Jeff Blair. I'm Joey Vendetta. Thanks for listening. Call us now if you want Zach Brown tickets or AC/DC tickets. We have those to give away. Thanks for listening. I am back tomorrow.